to see you raise your hand. Why don't we just raise both hands right now and tell him how much we love him. Would you like to do that? Just tell him how much you love him. Praise God forever. We're taping these services each night, and at the close of the camp, if you'd like to order a tape, we'd be delighted that you'd get one for yourself. And recall, the largest youth camp that Oklahoma's ever had so far. And Brother Frank says it'll be the largest they ever will have, because he's never going to enroll this many people in the camp. He was working right up till time to start church last night, preparing beds. He didn't have a chance to take a bath. That we may fight against the Canaanites, and I likewise will go with thee into thy lot. So Simeon went with him. Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they slew of them in the 10,000 men. And they found Abdabazek in Bezek. Well, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? Man, Carol, now that you've gotten married, you have a little boy, why don't you name him Adonabazek? He'll probably hate you the rest of the days of his life when he starts learning how to first stuff. Heard about one kid was born in Waxahachie, Texas. When he got to where he could spell Waxahachie, his folks moved to Nacogdoches. I'm sure that helped a lot. And they fought against him, and they slew the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And Adonizabazek fled, and they pursued him after him, just like Superman, just like the Lone Ranger, and caught him, and cut off his thumb and his great toes. And Adonizabazek said, 70 kings, that's 70. Having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table. As I have done, so God hath requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. You see, Adonizabek had captured, defeated 70 other kings. And when he did that, he had their thumbs and their big toes cut off. That rendered them useless. The only way they got anything to eat was to crawl around under Adonizabek's table. And whatever meat fell, or every once in a while, he'd throw them a bone under there. And they'd fight and gnarl and growl and lash at each other, trying to get some of that thing to eat. Adonizabek said, what I have done to 70 other men, God is doing unto me. So his thumbs and his big toes were cut off. Sometimes when people say or ask me something in a certain way, which I consider to be obvious, I give them a dumb answer. Or ask them a dumb question. Like, for example, wherever you go, there you are. And you'll probably be there until you leave. Isn't that a dumb answer? Whereas, on the other hand, you have four fingers and a thumb. Well, what a stupid answer that is. Does a chicken have lips? Have you ever tried to kiss a chicken? I heard a song about, did you ever kiss a frog? No. Some people ask me, is a certain thing true? I said, I'll ask, is the Pope a Catholic? Is Thomas F. Zimmerman Assembly of God? Do birds fly? Do fish swim? Do dogs bark? Does water run downhill? Dumb answers, dumb questions. Sometimes people say to me, I've heard a lot about you. One of my stock comments is, I know, but I have repented and God said he'd forgive me. Or somebody said, I've heard a lot about you. I said, I don't care what they say, I didn't do it, I'm not guilty. That's a dumb reply also. My message for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is I like thumbs. I want you now, if you don't mind, to take one hand, it doesn't matter to me which one it is, I want you to take one hand and hold it out right in front of you. Look at the back of it if you want to, or look at the front of it if you want to. Either one. But just look at it for a moment. And look how dumb that thumb looks out there by itself. Doesn't that look stupid? It really does. Man, look at it. Look at it. See? Notice there. All your other fingers have three joints. But your thumb only has two. Is that right? One, two. Well, to me, that dumb thumb, why don't it draw another joint? Isn't that odd? Isn't that odd? Different. Stuck out there by itself. But the song of the thumb is unsung many times. Have you ever heard anyone say it? One say, I'm all thumbs today. Have you ever heard that? Hadn't you ever said that yourself? Let me see you raise your hand. Oh, you mean you do dumb things. You do stupid things. You get the thumb in the way of the fingers. You know? It's all thumbs. When we approve of anything, we do thumbs up. Hey. You know? Or if we don't like something, we do thumbs down. Thumbs down, don't you see? But they are important. A basketball player would have a hard time playing without a thumb, wouldn't he? I want you to know. You wouldn't want to have all thumbs on your hand, would you? How would you like to hold hands with somebody with five thumbs on their hand? You talk about gross. How would a tic tac get a ride? Throw up his finger? Not very likely. He throws up his thumb. Is anybody here does sign language? Anybody at all? Anybody? Oh, yes, right over there. How could you do sign language if you didn't have a thumb? You'd definitely be talking with an accent, wouldn't you? More than likely. You don't need a handful of thumbs. No, sir. Just because that thumb is different, it's odd, it's not like the fingers, you don't need a handful of thumbs. But it is so important. It gives us a grip that we would not have if we didn't have the thumb. And in psychology, I like to talk to the students about the thumb is a distinguishable characteristic between human beings and lower animals. Of course, we call the monkey and the chimpanzee lower animals. I don't know how they feel about it. I've never asked them. They may consider that we are lower animals. Thumbs are not to be considered fatal. How much is a thumb worth? How much would you take for your thumb? How much would you sell it for? Would you be willing to sell your thumb for $100,000? Anybody? $500,000? Well, we got one thumb for sale back here. I wouldn't sell one of my thumbs for $1,000,000. It's not for sale. I want to keep both thumbs as odd and as peculiar and as different as it is from my fingers. I want to keep both of my thumbs. If I didn't have one, you'd probably refer to me as that bald-headed preacher without a thumb. More than likely. Peter was one of those thumbs. If I may refer to a few biblical characters whom I consider to be thumbs. Peter was a thumb, an impetuous individual. Peter suffered with foot-in-mouth disease. The only reason he took one foot out of his mouth was so he could put the other one in. You know, he ate a lot of toe jam a lot of time. along my thumb. You know, if I had a wart on the end of my nose, if you love me, you'd have to love my wart too, wouldn't you? Oh, yeah. If you're going to love all of me, you have to love everything that goes along with it. So don't put yourself down if you feel like that you are not like other people. If you feel like you're an oddball, you're an oddball, you're different from everybody else, don't put yourself down. Peter was one of those biblical thugs. Jesus said, now there are a lot of different people saying who I am, but I want to know among you disciples, who do you say that I am? Peter jumped up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's different from all the other disciples. Not one of them volunteered to say that, but Peter did. Peter, on one occasion, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said, someone is going to betray me. Peter jumped up and said, not me, Lord. No, sir, me. I'll never betray you. You can count on me. I'll stand behind you all the way. I'm by your side. I don't care what the scriptures say. I am not going to betray you. Can you imagine Jesus looking him in the eye and saying, Peter, before the cock crows tomorrow, you're going to deny me three times. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this happening to you as it happened to Peter? Peter was so impetuous at one time. He grabbed the sword of someone and cut off a fellow's ear in defense of the Lord. And the Lord, being the good man that he was, picked it back up, put the ear back in place, and healed the man. You see, Jesus took Peter and James and John out on the mountain for a very special spiritual religious experience. The glory of the Lord began to shine upon the mountain. And Peter jumped up and said, hey, let's build three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elias, and one for you, Jesus. And Jesus said, now, Peter, hold it just a minute, sir. We're not up here to build a tabernacle. Peter was a thug. James and John were thugs. They had mama problems. The mother of James and John came to Jesus and said, now, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, I'm sure there'll be a chair on either side of you, and I sure would appreciate it if you let my little Jenny and little Johnny, one of them, sit on either side of you. Sons of Zebedee, sons of thunder, they were called. They were thugs. They were passionate. They were violent. They became men of destruction. They were thugs. They wanted special favors. They wanted special consideration. It didn't matter how other people became angry and disturbed about all this. They wanted everything coming their way. We don't want to consider anybody else. I know you've got 10 other apostles, disciples. I know you've got 10 other important men. But I want my little Jimmy and my little Johnny, Jesus, to sit on either side of you in your kingdom. But who? Who did God pick to preach that first gospel message on the day of Pentecost where 3,000 people were baptized? Who was it? Anybody know? Peter, shout it out with everybody. Peter! Amen. God, the Son of Thunder, wrote more about love in the Bible than anybody else. God took John and molded him into the apostle of love. That's where we get most of our preaching and reading material about love one for another. is in the Gospel of John. John's writing. God made out of his son, ladies and gentlemen, an outstanding individual. Demas was a thug. He forsook Paul, but he came back. He was a critic, but he came back. He turned his back upon God and Paul and the other disciples, but he turned back. He came back to Jesus Christ. What occasion Paul says that Demas wasn't any good to me. He did me wrong, but now he's profitable to me. How do you learn to walk when you were a child? Did you say one day, I'm going to get up from here and walk? And you got up from where you were sitting with your wet diaper on or otherwise, and you started walking right on across the floor. Never did you have any problems. Never did you have any difficulties. No, sir. That is not how any of you learn to walk. You just got up, took a step or two, and fell down. You took a few more steps, and you fell again. Oh, boy. That first step or two you made, they laughed and hollered and clapped their hands and cheered you on. And you got up crying, but you tried again and again and again until you were able to stand alone. Ladies and gentlemen, you were a thumb to begin with, but you were an oblong. You were different, but you came into conformity with the rest of the people. I want to tell you about one contemporary thumb, if I may. Patty Wilson, I read about it. I am amazed at her story. She ran all the way from California to Washington, D.C. All the way. Sometimes she would run during the day and wear blisters on her feet. That night she would pick them and put them in ice and pack them the next day and run on just the same. Patty Wilson was a thumb. She was not like other girls. She was different from the rest of them. She was different from fingers because Patty Wilson is an epileptic. More than likely, people who have children who have seizures of epilepsy, they're always afraid they're going to have an attack in the crowd where there are other people, where they're seen. They'll be embarrassed. They'll be humiliated. And a boy had a seizure in a classroom one day. A registrar had told me about his illness and said he may have one in class sometime. He did. Being an epileptic is a thug. He doesn't look like the rest of the people. He doesn't act like the rest of the people. He's an oddball. He may have a seizure at any time. People may be scared. People may be frightened. People may be humiliated. People may be embarrassed. Epileptics sometimes have scars on them that they carry to the grave with them. Patty Wilson is a thug. But she ran from California to Washington, D.C. to prove that she could do something. Don't ever put a thumb down. Why do I like thumbs? I'll tell you why George Brazel likes some, because I am one. I am one. Many times, ladies and gentlemen, I have been criticized, I have been made fun of, I have been publicly spanked because of my love for you. One preacher, big preacher, told me one time, said, George, if you ever preach an adult camp, you'll never fool around with those youth camps anymore. And I said in my heart and mind, I hope I never preach an adult camp because I like to preach youth. I've been made fun of because I play and have fun with young people. Because I like to laugh. Because I like to have a good time. Preacher asked me one day, how in the world Can you play ball 1 minute and preach the next? I said, just hang around a little while and I'll show you. How can you eat 1 minute and preach the next? How can you take a bath 1 minute and preach the next? It's easy. Amen. I've had people to put me down, and sometimes I said, God, why don't them make me like other preachers? Why don't you make me like other men? Why am I not a dignified individual, you know, that does everything just right? Why don't I act just right all the time? Why don't I talk just right all the time? Why don't I make mistakes? Why do I have these errors in my life? Now, ladies and gentlemen, a long time ago, I decided that I'm a thumb. I'm not like these fingers. I stand out here not just by myself, but I stand alone in certain respect. I am a thumb. But I know a very fine young man here tonight in this audience. A very handsome young man, just like me. He is a thumb. But he's gonna make it. I know he's gonna make it. I have confidence he's gonna make it. I believe that he's gonna make it. I thank God because he's gonna make it. Because it keeps on getting up and trying one more time. Amen. Give him a hand. Give him a good hand.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't know how many camps he's been with me in. This may be his last one as a camper. But he's a thumb. But he's going to make it. He's going to make it. Tonight, my invitation is going to be only for thumb. I want only people who feel like that you are in the same boat that me and my friend have in, but you're going to keep on trying. You failed. You've made mistakes. You've faltered. You've fallen by the wayside. You feel like, God, why did you make me like this? Why can't I be like other people that I see? Why can't I act like other people? Why make me like a finger? Make me like the rest of the crowd. But God wants you to be a thumb. He wants you to be a little different from somebody else. He wants you to act different, to look different, to be different. God made all these parts of our bodies and the old function and the framework of God. Tonight I want every thumb in a moment to come and stand or kneel around this altar and say, God, I accept myself just the way that you made me. And you've got me on your hand. I'm going to live for you. I'm going to work for you. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to pray. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to live for you the best of my ability. I'm not going to live a perfect life, I'm sure, but I'm going to keep on trying. Amen. I'm going to get up one more time. I'm going to pray one more prayer. I'm going to sing one more song. I'm going back to church one more time. I'm going to be in there pitching and doing the best I can for the Lord coming back in front of you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even the token of the thunderbolt tonight. I feel like we're going to stand to our feet and shout the praises of God right now. Just magnify his name. Glorify him tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Lift him up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Elam Okosalam, the son of the Most High. Bless his wonderful name. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blaine, I want you to come back and sing that song again. Give it all to Jesus. Give him your heartaches. Give him your disappointments. Give him your frustrations, your fears, and your anxiety. Give him your guilt. Give him your condemnation. Give him your sin. Give him your faith. Give him your life. Give him your power. Only thumbs tonight. Only sons are coming.
Amen.
If you feel that you're a son tonight, I want you to come and pray with us tonight. Say, Lord, you've got me on your hand, buddy.
Amen.
I'm on your hand. Here comes one. Here comes another. Sing it, Lane, whenever you get ready. Here comes another. You feel like you're a thumb tonight. You've been a failure. Your feet are sore from blisters. But keep on going. Amen. The thumb's getting the altar. I want you regular people. You fingers. Cover me more than a prayer. Your feet are blistered. They're sore. Your heart. You're disappointed. You made a lot of mistakes. You grieve the heart of God. You're not happy with yourself. I want you to come.
Oh, God. Alan Jr. Let's bless God.
Bless
him. Alan Jr.
He's a downhill influence. You're discouraged, you
encourage him. If you feel I'm wanting my love, he loves him. He's a friend of help in a time of trouble. Thank God he's concerned about you. He's concerned about you. He's not just concerned about things, he's concerned about sons as well. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Talk to him right out of your heart. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.